is time for some bright spots with David Hong, my beautiful Thursday producer. David Hong, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What has the week been busy? Has the week been slow? What's been going on for you this week?
The week has been very fast because it was busy, and that's a good thing.
Oh, nice. Okay, nice. So, bright spots, what have you got for us this week?
So, this is a very good story. It's a very good news. Evie Ferris is announced as the new Blue Wiggle, and she's actually the very first First Nations member of the group.
Oh, that is really cool. Well done, Wiggles.
Yeah, so Ferris, who has done ballet from young, met the Blue Wiggle, Anthony Field, at the Sydney Opera House during a show.
Right, okay, so they kind of, I wonder was like, was she, I wonder if Evie was there with I guess we don't know whether she was there with the kids or was she there performing for something else, but okay, yeah, cool. So they became friends, and then what kind of happened after that?
Yeah, so they kept in contact and, you know, they kept talking to each other, and now Evie Ferris has become the new Blue Wiggle.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, and she says she wants to be a role model for other Indigenous young people, giving them confidence that they can do anything.
Yeah, that is great. That is a really exciting development in the Wiggles. Awesome. Okay, what have you got next?
Yeah, so next, we have students at a school in Victoria who have produced excess meals from a cooking session that were shared with the local community.
Right, okay, tell us more.
Yeah, so since the lockdown in 2020, the school's garden produce had been stocking up in the kitchen waiting to be used. So the young chefs made lamingtons, Asian-style cuisines, and they ended up with more than 30 extra meals, and the children were happy to share them.
Okay, all right. So the school had like a garden and then they had all this extra produce left over. So was there any feedback on what the meals tasted like?
Well, like the students were nervous to give out the meals, but in about 20 minutes time, most of the meals had been collected by locals, and most of those were like people who were in need for food, and I'm sure they loved it.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Oh, very cool. So what are they going to like, do you think they're going to keep doing it? Have they said anything about that?
Yeah, the generous kids, they said they would like to continue to offer excess meals in future cooking sessions.
Awesome. Hey, did you ever do home economics at school, David? Maybe it's they don't do it anymore. Did you have to cook food at school when you went through high school?
I did, but I was bad at it.
Do you think anyone would have wanted to? I'm like, what kind of things did you make in your home economics class? I just want to compare them with what I made. What did you make?
What I made was very different to what they wanted me to make.
Why? What did they want you to make?
I think we're meant to make like pies.
Yes.
And I don't think I made a pie.
Yeah, I think we made like, what is it? Shepherd's pie is one, like where you've got like the mince on the bottom and then the mashed potato on top. I remember that was one of the meals. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. And so what is our final bright spot for this morning?
Yeah, so a lady finds her lost wedding ring through the help of strangers.
Oh, wow. Okay, give us the deets.
Yeah, so the deets are this. Lewis O'Brien and her husband went to a national park in Western Australia exploring the state, having a good holiday, when she realized that her ring was missing.
Oh, I can just imagine that's a stomach-sinking feeling.
Yeah, so she left a note with a doubtful heart, thinking that the note would just slip away and that no one would be able to read it. But luckily, someone did read it.
Okay, so they left a note, someone else has read it. What happens now?
Yeah, so the Nissen family were the ones who read it. They found a wedge between rocks, and they decided to keep an eye out for it. And while they were walking, they saw something glistening in the water. And Mrs. Nissen dived 4 feet underwater and was able to retrieve the ring for Lewis.
Oh my goodness. No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So did they obviously caught up to them and gave them the ring, or like, I guess maybe did she leave phone number or something? Like did the story say how she got the ring actually back?
Yeah. So I think the two families are now looking forward to meeting for the first time to get the ring.
Oh, that's a lovely, lovely story. That is a lovely story. David Hong, you have done so well this morning. And has your cooking improved since high school?
I don't think some things change.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah.
Hey, David, thank you so much for that this morning. We're going to chat to you for Lifehack a little later on.
Thank you.